And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration recently sent a clear message. Coordinated left-wing violence has consequences. Secretary of State Marco Rubio designated four European radical leftist groups as terrorist organizations. Antifa in Germany, the informal anarchist federation in Italy, and two Greek organizations responsible for bombings across Europe. Individuals belonging to them now lose access to American financial systems. The same institutional rot is alive and well in American schools. A Washington State teacher was recently ordered to cover up a Charlie Kirk t-shirt. Not a slogan, just his name, because it was deemed political. Meanwhile, the same district apparently has zero problem with LGBT flags flying everywhere. The bias is not so subtle anymore. It's institutional policy now. But here's what should terrify us more. America is spiritually collapsing. A new Gallup poll shows just 49% of Americans call religion important to their daily lives, down 17 points from 2015. That's a steeper decline than 146 nations. We're now looking like secular Western Europe. The irony? Americans still overwhelmingly reject the transgender agenda. 66% oppose taxpayer funding for transitions. 56% oppose procedures on minors. But without spiritual foundation, those convictions just won't hold. You can't anchor moral truth to nothing. And this is what spiritual and institutional collapse looks like in real time. Canada's healthcare system has become so broken that assisted suicide is now the standard solution. An 84-year-old was recently approved for medical aid in dying after spending a hospital stay in a hallway. No lights, nurses using headlamps to inspect his feet, and strangers walking past him constantly. He died of natural causes, but his family is honoring his plea to expose what's happening. Well, civil rights icon Jesse Jackson is on life support after being hospitalized with progressive supranuclear palsy, a rare neurological disorder affecting movement and cognition. His family gathered as his condition deteriorates. And whatever our political disagreements with Jesse Jackson may be, he and his family still deserve our prayers. President Trump is taking on the media currently after the BBC admitted wrongly editing his January 6th speech by splicing comments to make it sound like incitement. Trump announced he was suing for $1 to $5 billion. On the international front, the administration just approved a $330 million arms sale to Taiwan, spare parts for F-16s and transport aircraft. It's the first transfer since Trump returned to office, signaling that despite Beijing's fury, America is committed to Taiwan's defense, and that's non-negotiable. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.